And now, the rest of the story. Civil War buffs, the North blew it. The Union, the United States, the North in the American Uncivil War, had the opportunity to do something really remarkable and threw it away. As far as I have been able to ascertain, this idea never occurred to President Lincoln, nor to his military commanders, nor to anyone north of the Mason-Dixon line, for that matter, perhaps to no one at all, until right now. Right now. You say the North won the war between the states. The North won? All right. But let me tell you something might have happened. Something might have been proposed that could have assured a northern victory immediately without one shot being fired. The cost of war, any war, is considerable. The cost of the Civil War was unimaginable. More than 600,000 Americans were killed in that conflict. More Americans than died in World War I and World War II and the Korean War. More than all of those wars put together. The Civil War lasted 4 years. During the first 27 months of fighting, the South alone lost 175,000 men. A body count bigger than any living army Robert E. Lee ever commanded. A number exceeding the entire Confederate military service in July of 61. In fact, if one includes the soldiers who died from disease among those who perished by the sword, that Civil War wiped out almost 1 million men. That was the real tragedy of the Civil War. And yet a dollars and cents cost paralleled it. Consider this. The basic infantry weapon for both sides was a particular kind of rifle, a single-shot muzzle loader, only two different manufacturers, but the parts were interchangeable. The price was fairly uniform, $14.93 each. Oh, I know it sounds cheap by today's standards, but between 1861 and 1865, 1,600,000 of those firearms were produced in the United States. That's almost $24 million right there. And the many monetary costs added up quickly. Clothing and rations. Medicine and property loss. Historians figure the price tag on the war between the states. The total cost was about $10 billion. And it was pretty much evenly divided between the North and the South. More than either side could realistically have afforded to lose. Ten thousands of millions of dollars. And the issue that struck the match that lighted the fuse was slavery, right? Americans, at the best auction block prices conceivable, the South owned between $2 and $3 billion worth of slaves. That's right. Before the first shot was fired on Fort Sumter in April of 1861, the North could have taken the $5 billion that the war was about to cost them, could have purchased all of the slaves and set them free, and had at least $2 billion left over to industrialize the agriculture of the South. Civil War buffs sometimes discuss the sin of slavery and the price of freedom. Now you know why the price was so much greater than it had to be. Now that you know the rest of the story.